four in Longton Book, the Flatton Book, to make Ford on the Hill, to take it along with him. And I found this old book had been laying there for a year, but it's a pretty good book. And I put this neck in it, and he'd fill that Longton Book up, and the book is about that high from the ground. And he filled that long tin bucket up. And when he got, I wrapped him down in there and I tied a string on that side of his neck and one on this side. I tied it to the ear of that bucket with that hand, tied it. He got down there and sort of washed him out of head, man, looped it. Then I drawed it up just like I wanted and cut over here and tied it to the ear of that bucket. Got me a stick then and put him on my back and went on town with him. That's all I'm going to talk about. But now I've done that, and the white people of Stachel, there's plenty of them there living that day and know, seen him. But some of them said they wouldn't have done it for nothing, but I didn't know no better at that time. I done it. Now, is there anything else?
What did you call the container that you used to carry food to the pigs in?
We call it a slop bucket.
Okay. And, see, if you went out and decided, if you decided to plant some flowers inside the house, what would you plant them in? You'd call that a...
Call it a crop bowl. Stone. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've got any around here or not. I did have bents out of barn and a churn. Mm-hmm. My woman used to churn, had a cow. She made butter and she had a cedar dasher. Mm-hmm. Went in this churn, churns out there now, right out there in that shop. It's about that high. Mm-hmm. And she put it in this churn, and sometimes we had a cedar churn, mm-hmm. and we had a stone churn. The stone churn's out there, and the dash is out there somewhere. I seen it, and they've been trying to buy that from me. I won't sell it at all. Mm-hmm. And that's called what did I call it?
The churn.
Churn. It's called a churn.
Okay. And what would you call something that you might have out in your backyard to heat up water to boil the clothes in?
Well, you could have a thing you call a pot or a kettle. Mm-hmm. Either one would answer.
Okay. What if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them inside the house? You put that in a...
Put that in a bowl. Crop bowl.
Okay, but another name for it.
Uh-huh.
Vase or vase or?
A vase.
Uh-huh.
Either a bowl of, put it in a vase. And
okay, and if you were gonna, you set the table, you put out a plate, and then you'd, give everyone a
fork and a knife.
Uh-huh. Well, if they had coffee and they need to stir that.
We'd give everyone, sit everyone a cup and a saucer to the plate.
And to get the sugar out, you'd use a
sugar bowl.
Okay, but you wouldn't use a fork, you'd use a
spoon.
Okay. And say if you had three people eating, you'd